He gets into
the motion. You gotta shut up so that he can have a moment of silence for all of our fallen troops.
That's a... That,
fuck! Hey, everyone, it's Tuesday!
Why do you have to take it there so quickly?
I didn't know he was fucking, like...
You should expect that he's gonna record us right at the, like, the precipice of saying something fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, this is...
Or something super dead serious.
This has been a running gag for, like, going on 2 years now. I always push record right when I know no one wants me to.
God, have we been recording for 2 years? Because we've only got, like...
That's been, like, a year and, like, yeah, some been, odd months. This is actually like gonna be... Months. It's gonna be, like, year two.
Yeah, this is... this would be the anniversary of, like, our second episode.
Hey! Happy secondversary! Okay, everybody, welcome to the Show Notes Show Revival Cast.
Yeah, Revival Cast. We don't have a full table, so we're filling in the blanks.
Because fuck it.
So right now we've got to my right...
Michael.
We've got to my left...
Hey, everyone.
You're saying it too fucked? I want to have catchphrases? Is that
and to my me...
Fucking shit.
Octodad. So... I'm going to start things off today by talking about the small, little, tiny company that I think is going to hit it big called Microsoft.
Don't you hate Microsoft?
Recently, shut your fucking trap hole, dude. Can I talk? So recently, I really wanted to go get a PS4 with my government free money. But instead, I walked into GameStop and one of my friends there was like, hey, man. Are you interested in buying an Xbox 360?
And you have like, friends that work at GameStop?
Well, I've known him for like...
That's gross.
I've known him for like...
You have a friend that works at GameStop.
And I was like, hey, man. And he goes, hey, are you interested in like buying an Xbox 360? And I was like, well, yeah, actually. And he goes, okay, cool. Because we have this like special going on. We get this Xbox, two controllers, and like six games for like fucking... Like,
the price of a PS4.
Like 260 or like 270. And I was like, well, fucking sign me up. So I took it. Among the games were Halo 3, Halo ODST, Crackdown 2, Duke Nukem Forever. Michael, scoot the fuck.
We got fucking...
Because there's a game I don't want you to say until I have to talk about it.
Insect Armageddon.
Insect Armageddon! Michael, dude, sit back, relax, grab a fucking cookie, because this shit is gonna get real.
I'm gonna get
too Twitch long. And I, one of the nights you couldn't come because you were either working or, like, you know, just, like, being fat in your couch.
Only just working.
You were trying to find a way to literally fuck yourself.
And
well, someone like, animate that. If you
like
can.
Pull on your wiener, but not to the point to where it's like unflexible, and then like curve it around and shove it up your butthole.
You could just let that. I was trying to find a way of fucking myself. That would have been perfect. Continue.
So Twitch and I were sitting here playing Halo, and then Twitch was like, "What other games did you get?" And I was like, "Well, this one, this one, this one, this one, and Insect Armageddon. That's Earth Defense Force, Michael. Earth Defense Force, Insect Armageddon." And so, you know, he was like, well, let's play that one. And I was like, okay. So we booted it up. And then, like, 30 seconds into it, we found out it's this, like, fucking cool-ass game. Because it's got, like, classes and, like, totally, like, customizable fucking characters. So we spent, like, half an hour customizing and, like, getting our characters together. And then we were like, okay. Twitch was like, I'm ready. And I was like, yeah, I'm ready, too. So we hit, like, mission start. We're dropped into the, like this New Yorkish kind of town. Like, it looked like New York buildings and, like, a little park. We were dropped into the park. And, like, we're both facing away one way. And we're like, okay, so, like, we're trying to figure out the controls for a little bit. And he's like, okay, it's to jump. And he's like, okay, I got a little dodge thing going here. Because he picked, what class did you pick? Do you remember?
Which one?
The first time. The first time we played.
The flying class, right?
Yeah, the flying guy.
It was like an air diver or something.
Yeah, and I was just a regular like soldier guy because he has a assault rifle and a shotgun. Cool. So here I am trying out my assault rifle, trying out my shotgun, and all of a sudden Twitch is like, well, okay, so what do we do? And then we turn around. And an army of fire ants starts charging at us. wave after wave after wave.
For some reason, we were facing in like the one specific angle to where we didn't see that Starship Troopers was happening all around us.
Dude, they were like on the walls and like the buildings. It's just so, and like we were in the first battle for like 15 minutes because they just wouldn't stop. And it wasn't until like 15 minutes in that the mission prompt came up and they're like, hey, you know you have to destroy the bug hive, right? And we were like, fuck you, game. We're running out of bullets and shit. Oh, Lord.
Oh, I love it. And McDonald's. Hey, sponsors. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
And then, fuck, I forgot where I was. And then there was this giant robot bug.
A robot bug?
It was just a giant robot.
Yeah, right? It was like...
I don't even think it was a bug. It was just a big robot.
Yeah, I distinctly remember there being a big robot of some kind. Well, what else can we say about Instant Carmageddon? Probably what it's about. So,
what do you mean it's literally about what you just said? You described the premise. A level Starship starts, Troopers. You turn around, and there are fucking bugs everywhere. Big-ass bugs, and so you're super soldiers, and you're fighting big-ass bugs.
I just wanted everybody to know that Insect Armageddon, while it's, according to Twitch, it's not a...
It's not the craziest Earth Defense Force game, but it's actually the most, like, solid.
So it's got its good things going for it. I mean, it was really late, and I was starting to fall asleep. But I can't really remember any bad things, just that the last thing I remember is that we started fighting spiders.
Yeah.
And that was just crazy.
Like, one of the big things that I noticed between Insect Armageddon and, like, let's say, I think 2017 was the last one to come out, is, like, even though this game looks really solid and, like, the frame rate is manageable the entire time, that's because in, like, 2017, there would be, like, 10 times more ants around at any given time.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
Yeah, that game and the new one that came out
2025.
Recently. 2025. Yeah, 2025. They don't care about the stability of their game. They just keep shoving shit in there. Don't give a shit. There have to be more. It has to be more. What's that? There's like, 5 spiders up on that building. 10. 20.
Put like 3 more buildings on top of that building.
Yeah.
Yeah, one thing that I was reminded of, like, as far as like the amount of enemies on like the screen at any point, was when they released Dead Rising 2. And they were like, oh yeah, you know, there's like up to this many zombies now. And I was like, you know what, this shit doesn't even compare to that. Like, yeah, there were zombies, but like, they weren't giant ants, you know? Also, my shotgun was unbelievably overpowered. Just wanted everybody to know that if you're going to pick somebody to start off with, you want to get to know the game, you pick the guy with the shotgun.
No, you pick that fucking jetpacking motherfucker who can fly and do air flippies.
Oh, the air flippies.
And has, like, plasma rocket launchers and sniper rifles.
Air flippies.
He does air flippies.
It's true, Michael. You weren't there. You were working the show.
You're up in the air and you're jetpacking and you have a little fuel meter that recharges. And if you push the dodge button up in the air, you do a little air flippy. To the left or to the right or forward or like backwards. Just,
yeah, backwards.
It's so cool.
It is so cool. I'm actually hoping I get to play some of that
before you fall asleep in a matter of hours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm having a lot of Oreos right now. This milk is really sugary because of all the Oreo residue.
I haven't even dumped them though. I just been fucking quadruple stuff in there.
There's like pieces of fucking cookie in here.
Also, I want you to know that when I said quadruple stuffing, like, I'm not taking 4 Oreos. They're double stuff, so mathematically.
No, I mean, technically speaking, it means you're putting 4 Oreos together.
No, you're getting 2 double stuffs.
That's just double stuffing. Because they're already doubled, so that's like where it starts. Starts with the double. If you double the double, you're doubling. And if you quadruple the double, then you're quadrupling, right?
I think that's how it works.
I don't know, I'm playing monsters.
Motherfucker! Okay, so that was Insect Armageddon for sorry, everybody. Thank you. Round of applause.
Wait, I haven't even talked about my favorite part of fucking Monster Hunter. I mean, Insect Armageddon.
Same shit.
Weird movie. No, it is. The best part is, so you're shooting at the horde. They're dying. Occasionally, they drop little chests, and chances are it has either. It's a little health drop, or it's an armor drop, or it's a random weapon drop. And
is this game just like two people?
I think it's two player split screen, and then it gets more like.
I think it was 4 to 8 on two Xboxes.
Yeah. So throughout the level, you're just randomly picking up these chests that have weapons in them, and at the end of each level. As you're going through, like, your victory stats, it shows you all of the weapons that you unlocked, and they're completely random drops, so it could be just a slightly better version of a shotgun that you're using, or it can be stupid-ass rocket launcher that shoots these giant bolts of plasma that tear through buildings.
Oh, the environment's, like, completely destroyable? Destructible?
Yeah, destructible.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. Like, there was just like army of spider of ants on top of this building, and I see Twitch like air flippy and then shoot like 3 rockets at the building, and the building gets destroyed. The bugs didn't die; they just fell off.
The bugs don't give a fuck.
But I mean, it's still pretty cool. I guess the only thing I didn't like about the game
is that it's buggy as shit.
It is buggy as shit, and not like no pun. Like no.
Yeah, no pun.
Pun fucking intended. It is buggy as shit, dude.
The point is fourth.
It is so fucking hard to, like...
And keep in mind, this is the... Insect Armageddon is the most stable of the Defense Force games.
That's some shit.
And there. Even this one, there was a point where we were playing and the sound just stopped working.
Yeah, we played the rest of the night without sound.
Wow.
We played for, like, another hour and a half without sound.
So you guys were just talking through all the time? Or?
No, we were just killing bugs.
Yeah, we were in the zone, except no audio was coming from the TV.
And then I had to freaking, like, turn off, well, not turn off, but just, like, go to the Xbox home, because I wanted to make sure that, like, my Xbox hadn't broken.
But it didn't. No, he gets to the dashboard fine.
So everything was okay.
It was just the game. The game was fucked.
Hey everybody, what do I name my Weedle?
What do you name your Weedle?
Yeah.
They're gonna answer like all weird.
Name him Simone.
Name him what?
Simone.
Simone? But like S-E-A.
I think I broke the table
just now. Oh,
yeah, you did.
I'm so sorry.
Like Simone, really?
No, Michael, I don't.
Like the Simones.
No. God, I could hear that too.
This?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. Okay. So. You're done with Insect Armageddon?
Are you done with Insect Armageddon?
No, I was looking at Twitch.
Oh, are we done talking about Insect Armageddon?
No, like, we're not done playing it. Of course we're not. But are we done talking about it?
Yeah, I think so. We covered Insect Armageddon.
The basics.
And I'm pretty sure that, like, Duke Nukem Forever is the only game of the bunch that deserves a mention. And it's only going to take Ricky, like, 15 seconds.
Quickly, 15 seconds. One.
I started the game, and I walked into a... What?
Oh, you're
walking up to a chalkboard, and I flung my shit at it. I will boot the game up right now and show you that I'm not joking.
Show me.
Michael, I could aim my piss. I aimed my piss, I flung my shit, I got blown by 2 girls.
This happened.
And then I just
was there.
I like how, like, at one point it's like, if people were, like for some reason spaced out, and they just heard Ricky say, like, I aimed my piss, I flung my shit, I got blown by 2 girls,
dude,
and
then you're like, I was there. Michael, it's like, I flung my shit halfway across the room into a fucking board. And then the guy was like, Duke, you need to come up with a strategy for us, man. So he hands me this, like, chalk and an eraser. So I erased everything he had on the board, which is a pretty good point, by the way. And I just drew a giant dick all over. That game gives you the right kind of freedom, but in the wrong ways. Also, I didn't even get to any, like, action parts.
It was just game happening.
Oh my god, the part with the dildo. Dude, okay, Michael, so I walk into this, like, this room, and there's a dildo, like, on the fucking, like, on a table. And I was like, oh, it's disgusting. So I left that little room, and I got lost in this, like series of offices, until, like, the point where I was like, Twitch, how the fuck did I get here? And I was like, I don't know, dude, go through that door. So I go through the door, only to find that fucking vibrator that I had seen earlier on the floor just like spazzing out. It was something magical.
Talking about something magical. Something magical happened to the internet. Something magical that may or may not ruin and or like explode the popularity of this podcast and our video content because Twitch played Pokemon.
I hope we get popular because of this shit. People are like, not like
it only took us fucking show, 17 like, episodes.
Like, if, for us to explode
beyond the 10 listeners that we have, that we. Where is this the perfect setting? We start crying and there's Oreos that we're eating.
The 10 listeners that we have, four of which are Michael.
No, the four of which are us, and then like the three other people that we know, and then like two people in
Afghanistan in Russia.
Russia or some shit.
That Russian guy listened to like four of our shows.
Yeah. Rock on, Russian dude.
Shout out to the Russian dude.
In Mother Russia show listens to you.
So we're listening to you make a podcast. That'd
good awesome. Job.
Good job.
Yeah, we can't even do it yet, but you seem to have mastered it real quick.
Yep. Looking 13,000 hits every week. First hour of uploads. This show.
Also, I'm sorry about that button clicking. I wasn't expecting to go into such an intense mission right now. I'm dizzy.
He's playing Monster Hunter, I believe.
Monster Hunter Tri or some shit.
Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate. There's a difference.
Such an... Like an upset narrator.
Just some very the dark things happened on our sabbatical.
Alright, so what the fuck? We're just gonna talk, we're just gonna say Twitch don't place Pokemon out there and not talk about it?
Well, okay, if
you, nigga, I am drinking milk.
Do you not know what Twitch plays Pokemon is? How do we explain what this is? So a guy rigged up an emulator,
no,
Pokemon
no,
Red.
No, you're wrong. Basically, Game Freak just finally let out the Pokemon multiplayer that we've all been waiting for. It's out there. Get on it.
Pretty much.
And you can't explain it any other way. It's
millions of people games, play just one copy of Pokemon.
Games like
at once.
Call of Duty can learn a thing or two from this kind of multiplayer. Why would anyone want to like play a game where they each control their own character and like there's points based system and you gotta kill this guy? We could all control this one guy. And then create an entire religion out of it.
I can't believe it took like how many days did it take him to be like 8 days?
It took like 16 days.
Yeah, it took 2 weeks, a little over 2 weeks too.
And then 2 weeks. Wait, I checked when we saw it here. When I first saw it, it was like 6 days.
Yeah, don't
worry. So it went on for 10 days after that.
Yeah, they had gone on for a while after.
Damn. No, but yeah, fucking. It took 2 weeks to create a whole religion.
That religion was set by like day three. Because I started watching it day four, and by day three, there was already like memes about it.
Yeah.
There was people like already praising Lord Helix. Praise Lord Helix.
Don't worry, I'll praise Lord Helix.
Praise Lord Helix.
Didn't even know, Michael.
I do fucking know. I was on Twitch. I saw most of that.
You didn't even know, but I'm glad you're there.
That was it. We saw some pictures. Holy shit.
Do you have a minute to talk about our Lord Helix?
I just noticed that was a Sword and Sheath Pokemon, and I had just brought that up just the other day. Like, what the fuck does that evolve into?
By the way, guys, I've been playing an unnecessarily large amount of Pokemon. It seems like everything Pokemon just like exploded recently because Twitch played Pokemon. Pokemon came on Netflix.
And then Twitch played Pokemon.
And then Twitch played Pokemon. And now there's like a bunch of knockoffs, and I mean, it's not as intense as it was at first. Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Yep.
But I mean, Pokemon's just so great, Michael. I wish you could play Pokemon.
I mean, I could.
I don't know. I still feel like my favorite part of this whole Pokemon resurgence was Twitch plays Pokemon.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, but don't you guys think it's great to be able to. To be able to relive your childhood by just turning on your respective Netflix player, watching some good old-fashioned Pokemon Indigo League.
And then realizing how shitty Ash was.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
That We've comes, all had that.
It comes hand in hand. He's stupid. He sucks.
He sucks. He's terrible.
He is pretty bad.
He's bad at the one thing he wants to do the most.
He's bad at Pokemon.
At Pokemon.
Okay, I'm gonna suspend this because like you can't.
You can't focus. Yeah, I notice you're like you have no idea where you are right now.
You think you're at home?
I was trying to conquer the great Jaggy.
I don't know what the fuck Jaggy.
That's exactly what was happening, Michael. I swear to God. I was this close, then he ran away from me. And so I figured that would be a good time to start.
Michael, what have you been playing?
Nothing. I barely started playing Dragon's Dogma again. And I finally went back to the big town. And I found the shop where you could buy stuff. It was right next to the stuff, like, right next to, like, this fountain or some shit. All I had to do was look around.
And you didn't do that?
No.
What the fuck?
So I was already, like, miles away, so I went all the way back and bought some armor and a better sword. So I've been getting back into it. I actually really want to play it right now.
Dragon's Dogma? Is that the one with that Chimera thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
the Chimera.
Fuck that wild thing. Have you fought one yet?
I'm not that far into it yet.
Dude.
And they're just out there.
I saw Twitch.
I'm not that. I've been out there.
I saw Twitch try to fight one once. It was a really great moment, but
I was there.
No, I'm too
curious. I stumbled upon a dragon.
The end dragon?
Not the end dragon. I think it might be that same dragon that fucked you up at the beginning of the game, though.
That big ass dragon took your heart.
Yeah, the dragon that a quest would probably lead me to, but I was exploring and then I found him. And then he wrecked my shit. So then I went back to him slightly more prepared, and it took me like legitimately hours to just get a couple of his health bars down. But he had like 7.
Big ol' fucking dragon. Sephiroth dragon.
What? That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Did you ever play Kingdom Hearts 1? Sephiroth at the end?
Didn't he come on the Sephiroth?
No, Sephiroth, you fight Sephiroth at the end of Kingdom Hearts 1. And he's got like at least 7 life bars. And within the first 0.3 seconds of the match, like he does his Dark Harvest move and then you die instantly if you don't have a special power equipped.
That's probably why I'll never play Kingdom Hearts.
Guys, I'm so excited for Octodad.
Just talk about Octodad already.
I have been talking about
Octodad. But on the show, Octodad, next topic.
I think I did talk about Octodad.
We've never talked about Octodad. Well, wait, yeah, we have. We talked about being excited for Octodad on the podcast. Way back when it was announced. E3.
I finished my milk. Michael, why aren't you excited for Octodad?
It doesn't appeal to me.
What part about being a secret octopus, a loving husband, and a caring father, with the catchiest fucking song in the world, playing in the midst of your life, 24/7. What part of that doesn't appeal to you?
All of it.
This game is just not for you.
It's not for you. We've been over this.
We have,
but not And it's not show. Even a thing that playing the game is going to fix. Because if the premise of Octodad does not make you want to be Octodad...
Yeah, it's like, no, it's like an
act. Nobody suspects a thing.
Twitch for like that. 2 seconds you started singing while shaking his head. I mean, shit.
I'm telling you, it's want the you catchiest to... song in the world.
I'm happy that you guys are happy with that.
I have heard it's disappointingly short, though.
Oh. I don't think I'd mind replaying it like over and over and
what
over.
What I would love to play is the multiplayer. Because
you are fucking with me right now.
Because what it does is it
puts each kid, like it's a 4-person multiplayer and you all have 1 control of his limb.
Yes. Except I think it might just be 2 players. And there's a little mode you could do to where it randomly shuffles what limb is assigned to what part of the controller. So you all need to figure out who's in control of what.
Michael, dude. If you like multiplayer, there's no reason for you not to like that thing that Twitch just said.
Speaking of multiplayer,
I get fucking peer pressure to play this fucking shit.
Speaking of multiplayer, well, basically everybody, Octonaut is my was my E3 like highlight. You guys should all go and listen to our E3 cast so you can know.
E3 hype train, woo!
E3 hype train,
whoop whoop!
And then what were you gonna say?
This guy was listening. He was gonna say. Fucking speaking of multiplayer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Or is this going to turn into that now?
What?
The Halo cast.
I thought you were going to go for Titanfall or something.
You see, I said that not knowing where it was going to go. Because yes, Halo, and yes, Titanfall, and also yes, Battlefield.
And oh my god. Outlast. And then there's Outlast before we go into multiplayer. I just said before we went to multiplayer.
Okay. Outlast, Ricky. I think you might have played slightly more of that than me.
Even though you guys both played it at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, we played at the same time, but it took me longer to get through the chunk that I was trying to get to.
I've been so scared. If people were looking at that, I don't want to, like, sound like be like a dick that they're still, like, some people are waiting for us to finish
it. I haven't been so scared of a game since Fatal Frame. Fear was spooky. There was parts that I was like genuinely spooked at. But how the fuck did like? Oops.
How much did you lose?
$40. Nice. We have to drive all the way to Phoenix.
I go there like every year.
Well, there you go. You can get them here in Phoenix.
Yeah, fuck you.
Quit fucking derailing my train, bro. So that was Outlast. Probably
the funniest thing you said.
Outlast. Twitch got himself a PS4.
Oh, hey guys, I got a PS4. I think this is where that multiplayer transition was going.
But before we... I'll go back to that. But before that, Twitch bought himself a PS4. So, we got a few games for it, including, but not limited to, Outlast, that weird shippy game. I forget what it's called?
Pirates of the Caribbean. We got Pirates Creed Black Flag. Shh, this isn't an Assassin's Creed game. Shh, stop looking at us like that. Shh. That's the name of the game.
You got the hot Rezogun action, bro.
Oh yeah, we got Rezogun. Like
fucking.
That's the one PS4 game I've played the least of.
Rezogun's so good though.
I have the least pull to that game. I played the first couple levels, and I
don't know. The first couple levels, like the first two.
Yeah, exactly, and I have no drive to want to progress more in that.
Well, I got
some. So, Outlast just terrified the living fuck out of me, right?
I've never heard you scream the way you scream when that door shut.
Really? There was that part where the one thing I had promised him wouldn't happen in Fear happened, because I knew it was going to happen the whole time.
He's an asshole. Did we tell you about that?
No.
Yeah, when he started the game, he was like, okay, Alma's never going to rush at me like the little girl from The Ring, right? And I was like, nah, dude, that never happens.
And then the last 5 minutes. The very last five minutes is literally that.
Nothing but that.
Just Alma's crawling at me. And all the whole time, like, there's a point where my head is literally just sticking out of the ground, and she's just like, aww. And I was like, well, I can't do it now because, I mean, it's just inappropriate. Yeah. But I screamed pretty loudly, Michael. It's recorded. I mean, you guys can go check it out, I think.
Yeah.
No, I looked for it.
Aww.
I think it has to do... It's one of the videos that you like fighting with Twitch about.
Oh, yeah. Fuck Twitch. An asshole.
Anyway, before we go on one of those rants...
Yeah.
Outlast was pretty fucking spook. I think it was pretty spook.
We haven't even finished it yet. We're maybe halfway through the game. And it's a short game.
What was the last thing we did? Oh, the prison.
Yeah.
Or, well, like...
It was I got stuck prison. In the prison.
This part where...
Hold on.
I know what part exactly. Like, you guys were, like, creeping through, and there's a dude that was beating a dead body. Mm-hmm. Like, he was beating with this iron bar. And you, like, pass him. He thought, like, you're in the shadows. He thought he was gonna get you. Doesn't get you. And then you go, and there's another dude, like... You turn the corner, there's another guy, like, at the door, and he's like, you! And he's like... And he runs after you, and you think... Ricky was like, I told Ricky, he's like, dude, run past that other guy. Maybe they'll fight each other. They didn't even fight each other.
No, they just joined forces.
They beat Ricky to death. That's the last thing. You're in the prison.
I remember something like that.
You were playing it. I remember it more vividly than you.
Well, I tried to block most of it out. It's spooky. But really, I think we should talk about what Outlast is for a sec before we start jumping to.
It's a first-person horror game with no combat. It is a lot like older like first-person adventure games.
Oh yeah.
So.
And it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah.
Just so you guys can get yourselves in that state of mind toward the fact that I was shitting my pants bazooka style. Yep.
Like, it's sort of like the scariest parts of Condemned, except you can't fight back.
Which would have made Condemned a much better game. Like, you know, Outlast. But basically, you're in this asylum. You're a reporter. And
fucking dumbass reporter.
And then you get there, and the asylum turns out to be hell. And then you have to fight...
Also, do you remember that crazy fear shit that was going on? You're looking at, like, you go to the security room, and then Ricky had just, like, he just left the room. Or, like, you're looking at the monitor, and it's, after you just go and turn on the power generator and shit, you go back and you see the monitor, and it's, like video playback of, like, these, like, soldiers that went in, and they're all fucking getting capped and shit, like, in,
oh, yeah.
Like, by telekinetic powers and shit.
I definitely remember that. It's before the priest guy knocks you out, right?
Yeah. And, like, I was like, dude, what if they're in the same universe? Like, this could legitimately be the same thing. And that was just around in an asylum.
No, fuck you. You don't even know what you're talking about. You've never played Fear.
That's why it's so good.
You've never played through Fear with Twitch sitting right next to you. I think very few, if not the only one, people have done that.
I'm pretty sure you could say that you've been the only one that does it, right?
Yeah. I mean, who else is... Oh, no. No. You're not. You're not the only person who sat down next to me and played through Fear.
Who?
James has.
Oh, but Fear was such a good game because it was like.
But this was just like, still yet to play a better first person shooter than Fear.
And then we jumped to.
Mechanically, I have not played a better shooter than Fear. Maybe.
Duke Nukem Forever?
Maybe Doom. But.
Hey, what about that Doom 4?
What about that Doom 4? You mean The Doom?
That's what it's called? The Doom?
No, I think it's just called Doom now.
Oh, I thought it was like The Doom. I'm like, oh, it's
that's dark and foreboding. Stupid.
No, is this called Doom?
That's again. Stupid, but throwing your shit at a fucking chalkboard isn't?
It's stupid.
Oh, no, that is fucking stupid.
It's stupider than 302 electric bugger.
That doesn't get funnier every time you say it. I don't know why you keep
it
laughing.
It does. Electric. It's mostly because I remember to that time when this fucker first made it up.
Yeah, that's why. Because it caught us off guard. Anyways.
Let's see what I got just now.
Well, you can go back and cover all the PS4 stuff that I got.
Okay, what else did you get? You got Rezogun?
Rezogun?
Yeah. Michael, Rezogun.
Housemark, the same guys that brought you Super Stardust, Dead Nation, Outlast.
Those guys. Zombie Armageddon. No.
Dead Nation.
Zombie Armageddon? It's the worst name for a fucking game.
I was trying to remember the name of the game.
No reason that, like, Ricky and Twitch are like, oh, fucking Dead Nation's not as great. It's because, like, Twitch keeps thinking, oh, that Zombie Apocalypse game. Which, looking back on it now, was only cool because we were playing it with, like, you and James and Junior. That's why. Standalone, it was not that great.
Standalone game is shitty.
Which one?
The
Zombie Apocalypse?
The one that isn't the Housemark game.
Yeah, that's why. Zombie Apocalypse.
I can't tell.
You play the second one, right? Because the second one, this guy was like, dude, that game is shit.
Bro. Yeah. Yeah, because it's free on PlayStation Plus. It's on my account.
No. Dead Nation is free.
No, Dead Nation is free on PS4.
There you go, that's right.
Yeah. No, Zombie Apocalypse was a free game on PlayStation Plus a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so it's on my account.
I just got it from a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's fucking dumb.
I don't like it being angry.
Yeah.
But Rezogun, it's like...
Rezogun is just straight up Defender, but instead of being on a 2D plane, you're on a cylinder.
Yeah.
And that's it?
Yeah, that's it. That's what Housemark does. They take old games and then they just...
Twist them?
Yeah, they twist them a little bit.
Yeah,
like fucking, Asteroids.
Yeah, Asteroids for fucking...
that
Super Stardust HD. Super Stardust HD. Super Stardust HD, yeah. That game was great, too. Housemark was good shit.
I'm not into Housemark the same. Housemark, I think, tries really hard to be the bizarre creations of Sony. And they couldn't be that. But that's just because there is not a single, like, original PSN game of that, like, genre that can hold a fucking candle to Geometry Wars.
I haven't played Geometry Wars. I've been wanting to play
it. It is... I don't like them. It is the perfect version of that game. Yeah. Yeah. Especially 2. 2 is such a good game that it puts the entire first game as just a mode that you can choose. Yeah.
I like that.
Like how Pac-Man Championship Edition has put the entire first one as just a mode.
That game's great. Oh, yeah, but anyways, okay, so you got Resogun, you got Battlefield.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, I got Assassin's Creed 4, which, don't let the name fool you, is actually a really, really fucking awesome game. I've been describing it as third-person Far Cry, just pulled out to a bigger ocean instead of being on a single island.
Yeah, that makes sense. I saw him play. You were there too, weren't you?
And, yeah, aside from that, I've been playing just a shit ton of Battlefield. And Battlefield 4 is...
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
Sick-ass drone.
That is a game. That is a... It's definitely a video game, because sometimes it's janky as all hell. And then other times it's amazing. And then other times you spawn into a giant dome and 64 people are throwing explosives everywhere.
And let's face it, how else would you want that kind of game?
Well, I don't know. I
was
climbing up still
the tower sort of... one time, and before I got to the top, they blew up the tower. And I fell, and I died.
Yeah.
So choose your parachute for, bruh.
Not like...
Bruh.
Like, I don't know how I died, like... I was climbing up the ladder to kill these two snipers that were up there. A jet came, blew up the tower, and like debris knocked me down. And
what happened to the two guys?
They were gone. I would assume
they
so.
They weren't anymore.
Missiles hit the top of the tower.
They stopped being things.
Well, I don't know. There's a weird thing about Battlefield 4 because I've seen the 360 version of the game since it came out back in November or something, and it never looks any different than Battlefield 3 to me. Like, just map size and map layout and just the way games play out, it looks like the same old shit with shittier unlock systems. And then I played it with like its proper map size and proper player count, and it is. It's definitely not the best kind of game that it could be, but it makes up for it with sick-ass jumps.
Sick-ass jumps.
And I specifically, like, mean the way that you unlock most of the accessories and stuff for weapons is in battle packs that you get every time you rank up. And so the way I think battle packs work is... It'll be just sort of like a big cluster of unlocks that you get all at once. And I think most of them are gonna be accessories for the gun that you've been using the most recently, but just completely random. It's not like Call of Duty to where you have like super set challenge paths, and you do those things to unlock certain things for your guns. There's still that, but for like maybe like 2 or 3 of the really good accessories for each gun. But aside from that, like just the kind of stock or the kind of scope or the camo for the gun, it's just gonna be fucking random and you might get it sometimes.
Cool.
What else about Battlefield? I've touched like no more of the single player than I played that day that I got the PS4. Which and I probably was... never will.
When you wake up in the Jeep and there's that song playing and you're like, I don't want the song to be the song I die to. Like, shut up.
I have a fucking song and I forget how it goes.
Yeah.
Keep going, I'm gonna remember the song.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay, Michael.
That's okay. Do you guys know the lyrics?
No, I don't remember what song it is. I know it's a very specific song.
It's Eclipse of the Heart
by
Bonnie Tyler. It's like, turn around every
now. Now I know what song it is. I don't want to die to this song.
I do that shit where you do where you like fuck up the song, but like on purpose. But like I didn't catch myself doing it because like I just like how she, like first she was only falling apart. I was like, first I was only falling in love, now I'm only falling apart. I was like, first I'm only falling apart, and now I'm even falling more apart. Like, I don't know how to. I forget sometimes. I'm like,
how do you forget every now know. And then I get a little bit hungry? I know.
It's like a commercial. It's like, once upon a time I was falling apart, and now I'm only falling apart. Like, I just see me like that, even though I can hear, like, her distinctly say I was falling in love. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me?
Welcome to how I listen to music. Yeah.
And then these two songs that, like, have been stuck in my head lately. Follow
Walmart,
Me.
Walmart, imprison me, all that I see. Absolute savings.
That's good shit. That's good shit.
Oh, God, that's stuck in my head.
James Hetfield really likes his Walmart.
I know.
Follow me.
That song in fucking Are You Mine? Those two songs.
I'm gonna go bet on a string. Tracy Island, time traveling, diamond. Good.
Yeah, keep singing.
Well, I don't want to.
I don't want it. No, but yeah, those songs, just because. Fuck, man. I don't know why. They're just stuck in my head.
I'm not mad. For a little bit, because I'm just kind of.
Oh my God, you're gonna knock over the mic. No!
Ah. Oh God, you killed it.
Okay. I'm just gonna walk around.
Alright, so.
Hold on too much, because then I can pick up like my fucking dick growing.
You can.
Okay. So.
Dude, with this new program, can we take pause breaks? Like, can you pause it and then record it again?
We can do that since we're.
So then I was like,
we're back.
Oh shit. Oh,
hey yeah. Everybody, it's Tuesday, part Tuesday.
So like I was saying, Ricky, it's your turn.
Yeah, multiplayer, Ricky.
Multiplayer. Like I said earlier, I got me an Xbox 360.
You got an Xbox 360?
And then I immediately went and bought Halo 4 because, well, let's face it, you can't have an Xbox and not have the newest Halo. So, I did just that. I bought Halo 4 for like $12, and I've been like non-stop multiplayering that bitch, like non-stop, like, and I've been reminded of how like easy it is to get back into Halo regardless of when the last time you played was, how fun it is to just sit here for 3 hours and play like two matches, because some of the matches I played went on for quite a while.
What? Wait. I'm just now remembering that one of my favorite things about Halo Reach was that mode that was like Battlefield Rush. Was that kept in 4?
What do you mean?
Where the red team and blue team, they're attackers and defenders, and the attackers have to essentially capture the flag at the enemy's base. And so you do this like several times across the map, and then you switch sides.
I don't know if they kept that during the Halo 4.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much all anyone ever plays is fucking big team battle. But I mean, come on, it's fun.
Yeah, not even kidding. Big team battle consistently has more than double the player count of any other playlist.
It's fucking, dude. Like, Michael, if you could be more into Halo, I feel like the three of us could do some serious damage and some great things.
We would dent the community of Halo.
Dude.
Yeah, Sean and Mondo stopped playing.
So, like, it's fair game, you know?
It's fair game now. Also, Ricky's tired, guys.
I'm actually pretty tired. I have to be up in, like, 6 hours or something.
You worked 2 hours yesterday, you guys. So, I mean, like,
you have 8 hours to go.
I'm leaving at 10, but I have to be up at 9. So, I have, like, 7 hours. Let's say this podcast goes on for another 30 minutes. Hopefully another 40 minutes.
You can probably steamroll through some of this shit.
But we don't want to steamroll like because this is...
No, I'm saying like it'll still take like an hour.
This is the revival cast, Michael.
You're wasting time. We're talking about Halo.
Yeah, dude. So Halo.
Wait a minute.
You cannot.
I didn't derail
you can thing. Not only like come back. Like I haven't played Halo 4. When it came out, James bought it. I tapped the table.
And then I bought it.
And then I tapped the table.
And then Twitch. No, fuck Twitch. James and I, like, steamrolled through the campaign in like one city. And then we started playing multiplayer, totally raped and shit, whatever, you know, it's cool. But I hadn't played since then. Well, Twitch brought Halo 4 to my house like a week before I got it. And we were playing, and I kept coming out like number 1, number 2, and number 3. And I just remembered how like satisfying it is to rush into battle with an assault rifle and two grenades, and take out like 4 dudes, get the first strike, and still have enough time to like turn around and watch Twitch like plow through some dudes with a ghost. It's just fun shit. And some crazy shit happens, Michael. Like, I know you're really into the whole like, ooh, that crazy shit happened. You know what happened the other day to me?
Yeah, I'm really into that explosive nature of multiplayer gaming. Yeah.
Well, oh fuck, what happened? We were fighting against like these, like fuck, like they were way too much of a higher level than we were, and so they have there's this ability where you can dodge. It's pretty much just called the dodge roll.
I was using it.
And he just dodges, yeah, to the left or to the right or forward or back or whatever. And so I kept like my weapon of choice is the AR, the assault rifle. So I'm there, like, trying to get this guy within my, like, in my sights, but he keeps dodging and jumping and shit. And so it was getting really hard to keep up with him. And it was the same motherfucker. I remember it was the same one the whole time. Like, every time I would, like, see him, he would be dodging, and I'd be like, okay, just gotta wait for him to stop moving, and then by the time he stopped moving, I'd be dead. But this one time, this asshole tried to assassinate me, right? He assassinates me right when it's about to go into the cutscene. Like, a rocket just comes in and blows up near enough to where we like both get blown out sideways, like out of the way, and you can hear my shields are depleting. So right when I land, I like turn around to see him dodge, and right when I was about to get him within my sights, a fucking ghost driven by Twitch just like, and he gets launched like 400 feet into the air.
So Twitch saved you that time.
And I know it was
Twitch looks so proud, just looking off like.
I know it was Twitch because I heard him like he'll sit right next to me, so he's just like. And I look at his screen and his ghost just has like blood splattering on it. That was some crazy shit that happened to
me. Yeah. And Halo is another one of those games that just reaffirms my stance on like multiplayer arena shooters. Fucking movement is everything to me in games like that. If a game could surprise me in the way I could get around the fucking map, then that gets me in. And so, almost exclusively, I play Halo with the jetpack. So that I could get a sprinting start at the beginning of the map, and 15 seconds later, I'm at the enemy base.
It's true, there's this one map, Ragnarok, I think it is? The one with the two bases?
Yeah.
Where the sick jumps?
Yeah, with the sick jump base.
It's got that little.
If you have the jetpack, that jump, you start boosting at the end of it, and you're literally like 2/3 across the map by the time you land. Yeah. You land at the top of the big hill in the middle.
Yeah. Well, actually, you land further. The only reason I always land right there in the middle is because I'm like trying to get to that Spartan laser that Twitch always beats me to. Dude. I get so many kills with that. You get 5 shots with that Spartan laser.
I just hold it so that no one else can.
You asshole.
And see, the thing is, like, everybody in the enemy team will always just get into a ghost or the warthog or the big metal gear, and they'll start walking and like charging at you. So I can take out at least 3 of those things. Not when Twitch gets it. Like, but
straight into the air.
I have this like running joke with him, but it's not really a joke because it really happens. Like. There's times where he'll pick up a weapon I really like, and I'm like, okay, now I just have to follow you for like 3 seconds before you die. And like,
it never fails. Every time I pick up a power weapon, I die.
Like 4 seconds later, he gets hit by something, or like something explodes near him, and I'm just like, oh, cool, got it anyway. Just has 3 less bullets than before, that's fine.
The sniper rifle's cool in the game.
There's multiple sniper rifles.
The best one, though, the only one likes to use.
Which one?
The one you kill.
The binary rifle?
That was fucking disastrous.
Is that the one where when you're...
It's the original one, the one that's like...
Oh, the original sniper?
The black one with
the one that looks like a sniper rifle?
Yeah, the one that's like super fucking huge and has got that weird like scope to it.
Yeah, that's the sniper rifle.
Yeah, that's the sniper rifle.
The one I'm talking... You know
what then there's
the binary one, the Promethean one? Yeah. I love that one.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, it fucking hits and the guy just evaporates.
Just ceases
to exist. I really like that sniper.
It was scary when we were playing that one match on like the two sides. Because I would like walk by and I would see like what you get catch and you just see the lasers. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to know.
I'm not going to know.
No, plus no. No, plus no.
God, jetpacking in that game. Getting air assassinations.
I got two. I got my first assassinations in that game, and you guys heard me. I was like fucking crazy nuts because I'm like, I've never done this before. Look at me kill this guy. And like, wow, you get your first kill? Sick. No, my first assassination.
Yeah.
So awesome. It is pretty fucking sick, dude.
Because like, I pulled this guy back and like, I stabbed him in the throat, and he like kicked it down like with his boot. And that didn't happen.
Long story short, I'm super excited for Destiny.
Long story short.
Oh, yes.
Destiny looks like it's going to be pretty fucking fun.
Destiny looks really like fucking cool.
Halo Borderlands.
Halo 5.
Halo Borderlands kills them.
You get to play as a Torn Master.
I still want to throw that in there. Oh,
I don't know. I played Killzone.
There's so much story.
I want that to be as far away from fucking. I was going to call it Border Halo.
Oh yeah, fuck Twitch. But anyways.
I've been like throwing subliminal messaging into this podcast while you guys are ranting.
Yeah.
Is that Halo?
No, well, I just want to like bust into like a quick question that hopefully on the post that Twitch will post this on. I want to know if you guys think that, if you guys agree with me that Halo ODST is the best Halo game ever.
I disagree.
I never played it. I'm not the guy to ask this question.
Yeah, I was talking to them.
Oh.
To the people in the microphone.
To the community?
Yeah.
Yes, to Christine.
Which... hey, Christina.
To Christina and Russian guy. If Halo ODST is not your favorite Halo game, which one is and why? Very simple. I think that's Halo. Just keep in mind, you get to play as Nathan Fillion.
No, you never play as Nathan Fillion.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
No.
Yeah, you do.
You're not Nathan Fillion.
Yeah. No, you're the rookie.
Yeah.
But there's scenes where you're going as a flashback, you get to play as Buck. Trust me, I would not be flaunting this had I not done extensive research on
it. You get to play as Nathan Fillion for one mission.
Two missions. There's one later on in me. It's just that this fucks the dumb
shit. I know that.
No, it's because I borrowed that game to play through the campaign. The multiplayer was just a disc for Halo 3's multiplayer.
Yeah, you know, Andy, if you ever listen to this, bro, I still have that disc. He's like, dude, you should play Halo with us. And like, okay, we play like two matches and then play again. But like, I still have the disc, the Halo 3 multiplayer experience. Like, oh, it's still there.
But you don't have an Xbox.
My brother has an Xbox, right?
Oh yeah.
I could play Xbox if I wanted to.
You're just a little dirty Nazi bitch.
Don't give no.
Yeah. But so that's the end of Halo. What's next?
Plants vs. Zombies, Garden Warfare. Which I'm going to step away from.
Guys, Garden Warfare came out and
this is the Plants vs. Zombies Battlefield shooter.
Oh yeah. It's Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare.
You bought it?
The day I went to go get my Xbox, I ended up buying like 300 something dollars worth of merchandise because I got the warranty, got a headset.
You have it?
Huh?
You
have what?
Plus is on.
Yeah, it should be down there.
I'll go look at it.
And I pre-ordered and completely paid off Plants vs. Zombies 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Don't even call it that.
But it's so that.
What do you mean? Plants vs. Zombies 2 is a game that came out.
I know. It's about time.
God, she's got two of these? What the fuck? Sorry, go
on. What was I saying? Oh, so Garden Warfare. I pop it in, you know, whatever. I'm going to start playing, and then I started playing, and it is pretty fucking cool. Like, I was really looking forward to it when during our E3 hype show. Woo-hoo. But... Woo. It's pretty much exactly what I expected. You control your plant, you get special powers with your plant, you level up your plant, you customize your plant, and the same you do with your zombie, and then you get to choose whatever class you want to be. There's different kinds of the games are really cool. There's I think it's called Welcome Mat, where you play against, like, I guess the CPU. Like, it's you and anywhere from, it's a total of 8 other plants, and you have to defend your garden, pretty much like the regular game, but you get to move around and stuff. And it's just, like, endless hordes of zombies.
It's horde mode.
Pretty much. But there's, like, ends to it. Like, you it's horde mode, you finish this level, you move to another level. That one was pretty cool.
You just like the team deathmatch, right?
Oh, I was about to get to team deathmatch. Team deathmatch is, I think it's called Team Vanquish or whatever. But it's just cool. I mean, it's, there's some classes that are harder to control than others, obviously. But, the ones I'm partial to for the plants, it's the cactus, which I guess is like the sniper version, but not really. And then for the zombies, it's got to be the soldier. The soldier has some pretty shitty, like some pretty awesome things.
Some pretty shitty things.
I was about to say shitty things for some reason, but I was thinking about the, I don't even know what I was thinking about. Twitch really seemed to like the scientist zombie. He's got that, like, triple barrel shotgun with, like, teleportation powers.
Oh, yeah, that looked cool. I don't even think I got to play the game.
No,
that
just looked cool. Now we move on to the bad parts, which, Michael?
Fuck Microsoft.
Fuck Microsoft, dude.
Oh.
Seriously. Dude, okay, so Twitch comes over, and we're going to play some Garden Warfare, you know? I want them to see how, like, what the game's all about. Pop in the disc. Only to find out that the shittiest thing Microsoft could have done, they did.
It says online only like twice on this box.
No. I get the fact that it's online only. Like, that's not the problem. I mean, it is pretty weird that they'd make it an online only game. But it makes sense that they'd make it an online only game. But that's not the shitty part. It has to do with the online play. Because guess what, guys? Split-screen co-op can only be achieved through the Xbox One. You cannot split-screen co-op Garden Warfare on an Xbox 360. And that, Michael, is just the shittiest thing of
that. That's not even the worst part to me. The part that pissed me off was the fact that local split-screen is an exclusive mode to the Xbox One version of the game.
Dude, it's some pretty shit, like, shitty shit.
It does sound pretty fucking shitty.
Yeah.
Like, Perla and I got it because we really wanted to play together, and because we just got this Xbox, and we really want to play Garden Warfare.
Did you hear that?
What?
It's because Perla was really happy because we were going to play it because we just got this Xbox.
Ah. Nice. We just got this Xbox. Box. And we're gonna play Garden Warfare. Boom! Microsoft being all shitty. All shitty, shitty, faggy, faggy. Dude, it's just
wow. I'm on the edge of whether or not that's gonna make it.
What would it be? Like, shitty, shitty, faggy, faggy. What? I'm insulting Microsoft for being all shitty, shitty, faggy, faggy.
Can you just bleep
that's
it out?
That's 3 times you have to cut it out now.
Make a note of what time is this game in.
Shitty, shitty, faggy, faggy.
from one hour.
Shitty, shitty, faggy, faggy.
God damn it. Your notes have been made.
But just censor it out. Don't, like, cut anything so people know, like, what the fuck did he say?
I could add in, like, sound effects and stuff. I could probably put a good
censor. I want you to put in that blow horn, that ding, ding, ding. I want you to put that in.
Put me saying, oh, do-dan.
It's going to be like, so Microsoft is pretty,
do-dan. Oh, it's going to be so weird for, like, the people who listen to us when you edit it. And it's that, and then they're listening to this part, and they just don't know what to do with their lives. Anyway,
eye is incredibly detailed.
It looks so pretty, dude.
Yeah,
the game just looks really pretty. It's clippy as fuck though. Like, there's some parts that are just extremely clippy, Like, yeah, my Xbox has been running for 4 days straight. And, yeah, I mean, this match is, like, 3 hours long. And there's, like, 14 people playing. But, I mean, come on. We're in 2014 already. None of this shitty fag shit.
God damn it. He's making it hard. That is a point. This is 2014. A year in which I'm playing 64-player online matches with zero network hitches.
And here I am playing fucking Garden Warfare on a 360 on a console that's been out for like 19 years. And I'm still getting like...
The 360 is pretty old.
It's like fucking almost 10 years old.
It's the oldest of the last gens.
It did come out like 2 years before everyone else.
What about the Wii?
No, the Wii and the PS3 are just a week apart.
Oh, okay. The oldest... Okay, that's not the only beef I have with Microsoft. I'm just gonna like breeze right through this because this is more of a personal matter. If I ever get to fucking meet anybody from Microsoft, shanking time.
That was the sound of a knife. Microsoft.
Forewarned,
dude.
But not an actual threat. We're just fucking.
Oh my god, because okay, so I got the 360. I made an account so I could get the free month of gold so I could play Garden Warfare and Halo 4. And then Twitch pointed out this really shitty thing that they do, which is like exist, but not really, because when you're signing up for your account, you put your name, you put your last name, you put your email, and when you put your email, they don't immediately verify that it's an email. So what I ended up doing was I put my... Well, I'm not going to disclose my email information right now, but I didn't put...
Fucking knows.
No, you put in a typo.
I didn't put the
wrong email.
I didn't put, like, a part of the username, right? So it was just like, okay, yeah, whatever, I guess. And then later on, well, I was gone for a week, and then when I came back, I was like, yeah, you know, I still got like 2 days off. Go play some fucking God of Warfare. Go play some Halo. And I'm fucking rape. So I get here. And you guys were here. No, you guys weren't here. It was Danny and JoJo were here. And I turn the Xbox on. And it's like, hey, so we have a problem with your account. And I was like, okay. This isn't a real email.
Oh, was it just that message that popped up saying, could you verify your email address?
No.
Oh.
No, it was this thing just like, we can't log you in because you don't have access to this account because somebody else has this email already. And I was like, okay. So they're like, so you can change it. You can go to xbox.com/forgot. And I was like, okay. So I spent about 2 hours on this fucking site because it was like xbox.com/forgot. And I was like, okay, did you forget your username or your password? And I was like, neither.
Oh, the flaws began early.
Oh, it was the first page and I was already raging, dude. I'm like, okay, so let's see. Did you forget your username or your password or some stupid bullshit like that? And then I was like, okay, neither of these. So I started scrolling because it was just like paragraph after paragraph of fucking information. They expect you to find what your problem is. Which, I mean, it would be okay if they had it like in a little index and then you could click and then it'd pop up and be like, well, maybe it's this, you know? Or maybe we fucked up because we're stupid. But it turns out they were just like, okay, well, here's a story. And then read it, and when you find the word you're looking for, you let me know, and then we'll get to your problem. And so I was like, okay. So I ended up finding this thing that was like, to change the email associated with your account, just log in here. And I was like, okay, that seems simple enough. So log in. And then it was like, hey, you don't have access to this account. And I was like, yeah, dipshit, you told me this already. And I was like, okay. And it goes, you don't have access to this account. This is the email you have, but somebody else already has this email. Could you, do you want to make a new email? Or do you want to use an email you already have? And I was like, well, no harm, no foul. You know, I'll just put the email that is the correct one. They'll delete the other one. And that's it, you know, done. So I put the new email in, and then I put my password and whatever, and then enter, and then the fucking 404 like page pops up. Sorry, this page, it literally said, we cannot show you this page. Our server is down. Please try again in a few minutes. And I was like, okay. And I was like, well, it's like midnight, so I guess they're running like maintenance or something. I don't know. Because I know Sony has their scheduled maintenance. So I was like,
yeah, but during the day.
Exactly. But I was like, maybe Microsoft does it at night, whatever, you know. So I was like, okay, I'll wait a few minutes. I waited an hour. And then I tried it again, and then nothing. It kept saying the same thing. Please try again in a few minutes. And I was like, you know what? Okay, I don't want to deal with this right now, but I need to. So I went to their customer support site. And it was...
Dude, you just got to call 1-800-4-MY-XBOX.
See, but they don't have that. They don't have that on the site. I was looking for some kind of number I could call so I could talk to a person and be like, hey, dude. You fucked up. Like, you need to do something about this. Help me. But instead they're like, okay, do you want to, like, submit an email? Or do you want to join the chat group? Or do you want to, like, just donate money to Microsoft so we can maybe make this better or not? And I was like, okay, let's see. But I looked through every fucking part of that site for a number I could call. Because, you know, it makes sense. If you're going to have a number to call, it should be on your fucking site. So I was looking through it, nothing, and I was like, you know what, fuck it, I'm just going to go to the chat group and see what's up. I ended up speaking to this girl with, like, a really weird name.
Ivanka. My name is, yes, hello, my name is Fontoya.
Hi, yes, this Microsoft.
Or she just doesn't know any better. She's just like,
can I help you fix your Microsoft? She has a really strange accent.
They just told her, she's like,
this Microsoft, how can I help you fix Microsoft?
she's like, can I help you fix Microsoft for you? They like told her, hey, you represent Microsoft. They're like, me, Microsoft? No. You just represent Microsoft. You're a
representation of Microsoft. Me, Microsoft.
Me, Micro. First name, Micro. Last name, Soft.
Hold on, a quick interjection. This is like the stupid accent making. You know what this sounds like? Like, I don't know if you've seen it. It's a movie with Robert De Niro and John Travolta. Called The Killing Season, where John Travolta plays the whole fucking movie as a Russian dude.
No.
And he has that accent. He's like, yes, how would you... How... He's like...
Yes, I mean, me, Micro.
Yes.
Me, Microsoft.
Yes, me name, my name is John Travolta.
Me name is
Microsoft. Let's drink heavily, yes? Like brothers in Russia.
Is that a line? Drink heavily?
They do drink heavily, though. They get fucking bombed.
Anyway. So...
What's that movie on Netflix?
Then? I get this bitch... on the chat. And I mean, if you for some reason are listening to this, just know that I really appreciated your help because you did everything you could. You did everything they probably trained you to do, which isn't really much. They didn't really train you worth a damn because you didn't really fix any of my problem. So I spent an hour and a half chatting with this lady. And I
assume, have to tell her day one or some shit?
Dude, it was like an hour. It's because she kept asking me all these questions that had nothing to do with it. She was like, oh, she literally went to a point, like, I typed down my exact problem. Okay, you didn't verify my email when I first made it. Now all I need to do is switch my email from this account, like from
what this is, address to this other one.
From this address to this address. It's that simple. And she was like, okay, let's try resetting your password. And then I just, like, stopped replying for a while because I couldn't understand what she was trying to do. And she was like, well, it's because you don't have any access to your account. And I was like, yeah, I that's why I'm calling you. So I told, like, she told me, you know what? I'm gonna have to bring this up to, like, the higher up group, like the group above me. They'll be able to take care of you. They have the proper tools and everything you need so you can get into your account and change that email.
We
can
help them. We have the technology.
And I was like, okay, that sounds really great. And she goes, yeah, it's about a 4-day waiting time. And I was like, oh my god. I just want to play this Xbox I just got. Why are you doing this to me, Microsoft? And she was like, I don't know. But...
My name is on Microsoft.
I ended up... My name's Soft Micro. We put the last name first.
That is how you do it in your country.
So you
woman, fuck off, fix this shit.
So I ended up thinking, like, if she can't fix it, then you might as well just delete the account and I'll start over. So, okay. She's like, I'm going to put you up with the next support team, like the higher ups. Okay. And I was like, okay.
Is that the support team that charges you per minute?
I don't know. I hope not. But I mean, it doesn't really matter. I told her, like, at this point, I was pissed and I was like, you know what? Can you just delete my account? Like, you're Microsoft. You should have the ability to just delete my account. She's like, no, only you can delete it from within your own profile.
Yeah. I can't access the fucking profile.
Yeah, so I told her, I was like, so you're telling me I need access to my profile to delete it because I can't get access to it. And she goes, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, okay, yeah, go ahead and send this to your support team, whatever. And, I mean, normally there's ways around it and, like, things we can do, but it wouldn't even let me log into Xbox Live, which was what I wanted, to play to watch Pokemon, to watch Twitch play Pokemon, to play Halo, whatever. And I couldn't get in, It was pissing me off. So, finally, Perla walked into the room, and she's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, well, these fucking nidhogs are being fucking nidhogs. See how I'm doing Twitch jobs for him?
Yeah,
fucking Twitch. He doesn't even, like, he's not even great for fucking. So I was like,
nah, just kidding.
I was like, well, they did nothing for me. And she goes, well, let's see, what's wrong? And I ended up telling her, and she was like, okay. And I was like, and I can't get through, I can't fix it because I need access, but I can't get access to it because it's not fixed. And she goes, okay. So after like 3 minutes of me looking down at my Pokemon game, and then I look back up, and she's like, and like a little button just pops at the bottom, and she's like, signed into Xbox Live. And I was like, what? What did you do?
How did you make Microsoft?
How you fix Microsoft? You use screwdriver, Philip or flat. And she was like, oh, I just did this. And it was the simplest fucking solution ever.
What was it?
What'd she do?
In the part where it told her, like, do you want to create a new one or use one that already exists? She just put create a new one, and she made me a live account, which I thought I already had, but that one was linked to another profile that I had made. So we basically deleted all the profiles I have ever made in my entire life, which is like 3. Mm-hmm. And then
made like 20.
And then she just made me a live account and then attached it to that profile. And then once she logged in with the live account, she just deleted the wrong one. So now it's the 2 that are right that are on the profile. But this fucking Xbox still thinks that, like, it's connected to the one, which is why every time I turn it on, it tells me, like, hey, you're not, your thing isn't secure. Like, people could be stealing your identity right now. Can we send emails to the wrong email? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, fuckers. No, I keep saying it's a dead zone.
No, and I'm just like, no. And then it's like, well, what email can we send it to? And I'm like, this one. And then they go, like, we can't send it to that one. That one's not the one that matches our records. This is the one that matches our records. So that day I was fighting with it again, and I went back enough to where I was just like, you know what? Yeah, just send all the emails you want there. But I set it up so that every time somebody tries to access my account, I get a text message with a code. So I mean, it's literally like the best safety thing.
Yeah.
So yeah. You can't see it, but I'm totally flipping you off, Microsoft. If you're listening, if you're Microsoft. Not listening, if you're watching me with your spy satellites through my window, I hate you.
Microsoft?
And that's the end of my Microsoft rant. Wow, I've been on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you've been going for about 20 minutes. We spent Microsoft. 20 minutes of this podcast listening to Ricky.
Ricky rant! Next week on Ricky Rant.
Next week on Ricky Rant.
We talk about nidhogs.
We talk about nidhogs. Oh, I said it, not realizing what I...
Well, whatever. Yeah. Next time on Ricky's rants.
Okay. I cut Michael's testicles off.
That's not a rant.
Now, just before moving on to, like, I guess the news, final structured, the final show segment.
The final pillar of this house before it's broken down.
I realize that there are a couple of things that I would like to get to before they become irrelevant or I forget about. Because it turns out that in this, like, podcast lull, I have been keeping notes. And there are 2 games specifically that I could get through really fast that I'm surprised I ended up playing. The first of which is Lego Marvel. And I got Lego Marvel as an awesome Valentine's Day gift. And I just have to say that Lego Marvel is the best Marvel game hidden under the most unappealing visual style you could possibly imagine.
Yeah. That is fucking weird. That's a weird combination.
Yeah.
So, what do you mean by, like, the worst visual? Like, just,
because you load it up and everything is just Legos. So, everything has...
But not the good-looking Legos, right?
Well, no, the game looks fucking amazing, what? But, like, just the fact that everything about it oozes children's game, but then you get into the game, and it's so true to what the perfect Marvel game should be. And, for example, New York City is your open-world hub. It's big, open New York City, and you... typically start up at the helicarrier, which is up above, just floating over New York City. And so every time you get new intel after a mission, you literally skydive, just jump off the edge of the helicarrier, and then you're skydiving down into New York City. And then when you get close enough, if you're not like a superhuman, you parachute or whatever. And so like on the way down, there's always like, there's like stunt hoops and shit you can do. But then when you're down in the city, you could, like, GTA style, get it, like, commandeer other people's cars and, like, drive around the city, and there's little, like, side quests and stuff to catch up on, and then you go to, like, hub points to, like, go into missions. And in between each mission, it's not just like, oh, you're Wolverine, so you're gonna be, like, with the X-Men doing this. Like, no, everything is always super intertwined, so... At the beginning, you're, like, Iron Man and the Hulk, and, like, Sandman is wrecking shit in the same area that the Avengers movie happened, so all the construction workers are there trying to put everything back together, like, God, I can't believe that, like, this shit is happening again. And then since it's Sandman, like, after a while, Spider-Man shows up, and I love that every time Spider-Man shows up, he's bitching about how busy he is with everything else that he has to be doing. It's like, God damn it, like, you have no idea how many things I have to be doing right now. I'm a part-time Avenger. I'm supposed to go bring this milk home before it fucking spoils. I have a class at 5 o'clock. Like, every time. So, like, a couple missions later, you happen to, like, smash through the Daily Bugle, and, like, you go, you're, like, flying through JJ's office, and he's just shouting at Peter. And then Doc Ock, like, just tears through the building, and Peter's like,
how does, like, character selection work?
How does it end?
I haven't gotten to the end yet. So the first time you're playing through a mission, it'll be like a pre-selected team for you. So, like, usually a lot of the basic teams have been, like, Iron Man, Hulk, and then, like a third one that switches up. So, like, Captain America or Mr. Fantastic, Wolverine. And then, like, the other big team, like, consistent team has been Black Widow, Hawkeye, and then, like, another person who happens to be in the area. But that's just the first time you go through. The second time you go through a mission, you could just play as any combination of characters you unlock. Because the every Hulk time
thing and
yeah, in fact, every time
all huge characters.
Yeah, not even huge characters. Just every time you beat a level, every named Marvel character that like you interacted with, like hero or villain, become unlockable. Yeah, so like on one mission, I was in the big jail, and so Magneto was going through and freeing all the villains. And so, like, there was a boss fight with the Hulk against Abomination. And then after that level, like, Abomination became unlocked as, like, a Hulk-class character.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, this happens because, I guess, a big thing about the LEGO games is collectibles and hidden shit. So, like, throughout levels, you'll see something that, like, a different class of character that isn't part of your team could interact with. Like, a big thing that I keep getting is you need a character with, like, magnetic powers to get through this. I'm like, okay, when the fuck am I going to unlock Magneto? But then you'll get sort of, like, walls that you could only climb if you have, like, a like a sixth sense to detect like how you can climb it. And so the obvious one at the beginning of the game that they tutorialize with is Spider-Man, because he just Spidey senses it. But then Wolverine can do that too.
Those claws or what?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so like anything that Spider-Man would need to like Spidey sense to detect, Wolverine can detect just because he's like fucking half beast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And on top of that, it's not just true to like Lego, I mean, it's not just true to big Marvel movie lore. It's got a lot of deep cuts to like comic book history. So a lot of the time, the back and forth that's going on between like Hawkeye and Black Widow is like very, very heavy implications that like their entire romance arc has already happened.
Between who?
Hawkeye and Black Widow. Hmm. Yeah, and then like Stan Lee is, as a little tiny like Lego figure, like he's everywhere. Like
I was about to ask if there's been a, like a Stan Lee cameo.
In every level, sometimes multiple times. For no reason. doesn't make any physical sense sometimes. Like, you'll be in a cutscene where you slide through a garbage chute. So, like, your three heroes, they fall through the garbage, and then garbage falls, and then Stan Lee falls. and then you all get up, and Stan Lee's just gone. and I know for sure that, like, multiple Iron Man suits are in the game, because every time you play as Iron Man, it's just, like, Iron Man, like, Mark 1, or there's, like, the Mark 42.
The Mark 42? How much time between, like... The Avengers and
Iron Man
Lego,
3.
Lego Marvel is that
indeterminate amount of time.
and then you said there was another game. Oh, wait, was that it?
Yeah, like that's it. The Lego Marvel is surprisingly awesome.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, in exactly that kind of way.
Like, I need to watch the Lego movie.
You really need to watch the Lego movie.
I want to. Dude, that Charlie Day.
That movie pulls gags so stupid that I would have stopped myself from putting them in.
It's just a really good movie.
Yeah.
It is really good, Michael. I was expecting like a kid's movie, which it is. But it's just subtle enough to where like If you're that kind of person, you'll get it.
Yeah, like there are multiple like times watching that movie. Oh my god. Like Batman.
Like just literally fucking Batman, dude. Oh my god, Batman. It's called that Bat sucked I've been talking
about. What?
I know. Or what is it? My soul is dark or something? My soul is dark. I am an orphan.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
This is a song that Batman
it's
wrote.
It's the name of a song that Batman wrote.
Because it's art. I don't even...
Oh my god, Michael. Just watch it, dude. Like, the next time Jessica's just like, what do we do today? Just like, let's watch the
Watch the Lego movie.
Trust me, dude.
Dun 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 darkness.
Dun 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 no parents.
Ah fuck.
Oh, I know Perla would have loved to be a part of this.
Yeah,
she'd love that.
Wake her up. Go be like, yo, it's like almost 3 a.m.
Yeah, it's almost 3 a.m.
Yeah. But no, and the other game that I want to get to before I forget that I have it is. Bravely Default.
Oh yeah?
Bravely Default for the 3DS.
Perla's been telling me she's heard nothing but great things about that game.
Yeah. I'm surprised she doesn't have it.
That's okay.
Well, it's because she keeps making poor video game decisions. Oh. Like buying that fucking house game.
What?
That...
Where? No, not a house game. Like, it's... What's it called?
Harvest Moon?
No, Home...
Well, then, I don't know. Some weird anime...
It's that one.
Sim.
No, that's Harvest Moon 3.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell her?
It's like Weapon Shop Simulator or something, right?
It's some what?
It's like Weapon Shop Simulator.
I don't know. Get her Persona 4.
She doesn't have a... Oh, she has a PS2.
Yeah.
Your Vita. Let her play your Vita.
That is true.
I already have Persona 4.
Yeah, I gave it to
him. It comes with the Twitch package.
Tell her, hey, play this game. She'll fucking fall in love with it.
Well, she's really
just because you play JRPG.
I just bought her. I literally just bought a second copy of Pokemon X, which is my third copy
of Pokemon
sixth generation. I bought it for her because she really wanted to play Pokemon games. So I was like, okay, well, let's get you Pokemon X. Got it for her, and that's where she's at right now.
I want to get just
working on her wonder trading addiction because it's pretty hard. Like, it's pretty intense. Michael, you don't know what we're playing for.
No, but Jessica does. She's already beaten the game.
The X?
And I was like, oh, cool, how's the end game? Not even, like, I don't know, I just guessed. She's like, it's so much. I'm like, yeah. But hey, glad you're having fun.
Yeah.
So Bravely Default.
Okay, so Bravely Default is a Final Fantasy game.
God damn it.
Bravely Default is such a Final Fantasy game that when an enemy dies, you use a Phoenix Down to bring them back.
Is it literally called Phoenix Down?
Yeah.
Don't worry, Cloud. We have Phoenix Downs. You have the Downs.
Yeah.
You have no idea where that's from. But Jessica does.
Yeah, that is exactly.
So wait, is it we'll a Final Fantasy game? Him.
It might as well be. In fact, I'm thinking that maybe the only reason why it isn't is because Final Fantasy 13 has shit the bed on the Final Fantasy household like so badly.
So they're just like, let's just change the name. Nobody will know.
Yeah, it's why Versus 13 like got as far away from that number as it possibly could.
Surprised they didn't just like jump 10 numbers.
Final Fantasy 2.
27 and a half.
It's just going to be called like FFX.
FX. That's what it's going to be called.
FX has the movies.
FX. FX has the men.
Yeah. But no, Final Fantasy is super alive, like classic Final Fantasy 1 through 6. All over Bravely Default, except Bravely Default would be a evolution of those kinds of games to where it's not as great as 6, because 6 had the active time battle system, which I still kind of prefer to all turn-based all RPGs ever. Instead, what this game does is you can brave or you can default in battle. And
I can imagine what each one does.
Yeah, pretty much what a brave what a brave lets you do is take a whole bunch of turns consecutively. But the downside to that is that you have to wait on a cooldown that many turns afterwards. So that I could pick someone and have them do 4 turns all at once, but they can't do anything for four turns. Yeah.
That sounds really cool.
So yeah, like, and then you default, you just sort of go into a blocking stance and you don't do anything, but that gives you an extra turn point for the next time around.
Okay.
I'd probably do that and then like save it like twice. Yeah. And be like, I'm gonna fuck everything up.
Well, exactly. I don't even do that because I've gotten to the point where I just have everyone, well, I have who I want to brave the maximum amount of times, and I win every battle before I have a second turn.
True. That's true. I've seen
that's it. What I was going to tell you, like, that's the thing you want to try and do.
Yeah,
it's like hyper beaming in Pokemon.
Yeah.
You want to make sure you fucking kill them so you don't have to wait that turn to recharge.
Twitch is a Super Saiyan lesbian.
A super what?
A Super Saiyan lesbian. He really is. Some people will get that joke.
Nobody
but not most.
But only the people I really like. It's only for like one person.
Only the people that listen to this show. Yeah, one person.
Love you, wishing guy.
It's talking about Christina.
Oh, but yeah. Like, on top of braving and defaulting in the game, you could also auto battle, but not in the way that like Final Fantasy 13 auto battle, to where everyone just default attacks all the time. What an auto battle is in Bravely Default is it just replicates the last actual like turn you did. So you could essentially just build your preset for a fight and then set it to auto, So you could just go around grinding, and the game plays itself for as long as you want to grind.
Damn.
And this is improved by being able to speed up the animations of everything up to like 4 times. So you're fast forwarding through battles to the point where you're just walking around gaining experience.
Oh.
And on top of that, you can go into the menus and change the random encounter rate. Like, it's a customization bar that starts at like 0 modification. And you could have it all the way down to like, it has a like negative 100% chance of happening. So no random encounters. Or it has a 200% chance of happening.
So twice as many?
Yeah, so twice as many random encounters.
Fuck.
Yeah, so of course what I've been doing is...
It's that one line.
Yep. I have my auto tactic set, which is just my powerhouses attacking 4 times in a row and not letting anyone else move. All the animations are playing at like 400% speed, and random encounters are all set to maximum. So I'm walking around, every 2 steps I'm getting into a battle, and the battle is over like as soon as the game's able to load up the animations, and I'm getting experience.
He's a higher level than he needs to be for the part that he's at.
Of course I am.
You're playing a movie?
No, I'm not playing a movie. I'm just front-loading all the grinding so that I could go through like the story and enjoy it without having to grind in between story beats. I think my whole team is low 20s right now, and if I didn't do this, I would probably only be like an hour or two into the game, but I'm like 5. Yeah, and I read up that you should be at about level 40 by the time you get to like the next complete chapter of the story. So I think I'm set.
You should be good for now, I guess.
Yeah, and I think just another really cool thing about the game is there are multiple leveling systems working. So instead of just leveling up your base character and like they level up, they get a stat boost. You're leveling up like each character, and then you're leveling up individual classes for each character. Because at any time, you could set any of your party member to be any class that you've unlocked. So right now I have just the base class, which is sort of all around averaged everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a monk, a black mage, a white mage, and a knight that I just unlocked. And so, like, they each have their pros and cons. And it's really cool just messing with the systems. This is a game that has more going on than just systems. But I've been so deep into the systems that I almost don't care about anything else. And that's it for game impressions, I think.
Guys, buy Bravely Default. You got 3DS.
Yep.
Pretty good game.
Sweet 3DS game. Now we're going to move on to the news, because really crazy shit happened recently.
Some crazy shit has gone down.
Really crazy shit has gone down.
So, Michael.
What's up?
What's going on with Santa Monica?
Oh, fuck you. No, but like, so Sony released a statement that Santa Monica had some layoffs recently. Like, February, or did it happen this month?
It was early March.
Where they laid off a good portion of the staff, like, not like all, like half of it, but like an amount to be worried about. Hopefully, you know, they'll all get a little bit on their feet. But that, and they canceled one of their other 3 projects that they had. And the one that they canceled was the space, I think. Something to do with space. It had to do that wrote Battlestar Galactica. Space. Space. Space.
But more importantly is that last thing that you said. This is a game that was written by the writer of the recent Battlestar Galactica show.
They canceled that shit.
So, and they laid off that staff team. Like, that was the team that got laid off, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, that's so shitty.
And it's Nick Asmus.
Was it a Battlestar Galactica game?
No, it wasn't.
It was going to be a new sci-fi.
It was like their new IP.
It's even cooler.
It was like third person or so. It wasn't going to be like God of War or anything. It was just complete. Because they're working on 3. They were working on that one. Obviously, got a war for PS4 and then something else. They haven't released anything else, but
this could have been a next gen Firefly game.
Straight up. Yeah, they said that they, like, they were saying that it's not like a.
Throats must be cut.
That it's like every company needs to face a reboot. Like they're just rebooting. Okay. Start over.
Rebooting bullshit. The two projects that they were still working on are probably the safe bets.
Well, one of them was God of War, but the other one we don't know. I mean, what else does Sony hit? Like Santa Monica have besides God of War?
Sony Santa
Monica. Other than like what is it? What is that term they use for like? Or like the well, Seth game, like Sony Santa Monica overlooks other games.
Yeah, they're a support team for just anyone else who Sony partners with.
Mm-hmm. All I know is that they had obviously got something tied to God of War, and they have two other projects. But I don't know, man. I just don't like that Santa Monica had any staff laid off. They're all great. Yeah. Stig Asmussen, the lead director, and he was like the lead. It was an art director and lead art director for God of War 1 and 2, and then the lead director for 3. Mm-hmm. He was a part of that team for the game that got canceled. So I was like, fuck. And like, shit's gone down. And he said,
yeah. And
I know Corey Barlog's
back.
Sorry,
Michael, I know exactly what you're going through. Right? Except I actually feel good about why my mind's happy. Oh, sorry, what? Are you done?
What? Oh, yeah. That was one of the more, like, that one's tied to me.
Yeah. The next one's tied to me.
This is a really good segue into Irrational. That crazy bullshit that happened.
Dude, Irrational.
I literally woke up in the morning and Twitter was exploding and I was like, what's going on? And then I read that post and I had to think a little bit longer to try to figure out what was going on.
So, Ken Levine tweeted it, right?
No. It was issued by Ken Levine on the Irrational's official company website.
Oh, that's right. You sent me the link. It was just like, hey guys, we've done a lot of real good stuff with Irrational. I'm tired. I want to do my thing again.
It was almost literally that.
I want to do my thing again.
So I'm tired. I want to do my thing again.
So I'm getting rid of everyone except, like, what? Like, 8 people?
No, 15.
15 people
he's keeping like, 15 core people and just moving on to his own smaller studio.
But what happened? But like, and obviously those other workers are gonna get, like, all those other devs and shit are gonna get picked up. Like that.
Yeah, like that was another big part of his.
How many more? Like, how many were laid off? Like,
well, it was everyone at the company except for those 15.
Everyone in the company except
how many were at the company before?
It was probably a team of with a game as big as BioShock. There had to have been at least 100 people working at Irrational.
Hundreds at least.
God damn. Happened to Ray.
100 people. Laid off. Well, not laid off because he did make a point to say
he did say that the company would be staying open long enough for everyone to collect what they needed to move on in their career.
Mm-hmm. Like, they weren't just going to, like, leave him out on the street.
Yeah. On top of that, I'm pretty sure that before the statement was official, he had already spoken with 2K about, like, dispersing them to other companies, like, 2K getting Irrational and sort of, like, putting them where they wanted to be in other studios that 2K owns. And then, like, Ken Levine and, I'm assuming, like, the big, I guess the business head of Irrational got together and they had just like a general video game industry job fair for everyone there. And so like hours after this post had ended, like all the big gaming like outlets and like developers that I work for were tweeting that like, yeah, like we're looking for certain animators or like, or we're looking for writers or like we're looking for script people. So they did a really good job of making sure everyone is where it is, but it's still like,
it's still pretty hardworking.
Yeah,
that company that's brought me such beautiful games,
literally brought you joy, for the most part, in shock, and brought you like every fucking and emotion of the rainbow.
The name is gone.
Retro,
Thief, SWAT, System Shock, the BioShocks.
Gone, Michael. Gone like the wind.
Like I had completely forgotten until I saw the promo art for the Battle, not Battlefield, I saw the promo art for Burial at Sea Part 2, the one that's, Elizabeth in a total callback to the first Thief game, But I forgot that Looking Glass Studios, like the creators of the old Thief game, they evolved into Irrational. That was them. And that made me extra super sad.
But at the same time, it made you like a little happy, right?
Yeah, because a super indie game by Ken Levine is a thing that we're going to be seeing in a couple years.
See, so you have something to look forward to while we're more.
I just want to play more Bioshock. I want to play from the beginning. What? That, I want to play Bioshock from the beginning. I want to play fucking playback. I've been playing Last of Us, so it's like for the GT 5 game.
I don't know why it's so hard for me to go through the Last of Us again.
I'm already like, I've been playing, I already beat it on fucking Survivor. I'm on New Game Plus for Survivor. I'm playing at Christina's house so she can see the feels. Because she doesn't want to play it. Christina, I'm looking at you. Through the mic.
It's okay, I don't want to play that game.
It's okay, Christina, Twitch. Fuck him. Not
sure. That was our one, like, officially posted Let's Play as of this recording date, the Last of Us. It's the only one that's actually up on YouTube right now. And
it's just you sucking in. Not to be a dick or anything, but you got shot a bunch of times.
I got shot a bunch of times. I just don't like the... I have problems with that game. But this isn't about that. This is about Irrational. I'm not really... I'm actually really excited for what could come of that. I mean, especially since there was... I guess a lot of idea crossover lately between games like Bioshock Infinite and then Gone Home and the Stanley Parable, really weird, crazy indie games. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be great. I also kind of hope that the teams of Irrational form from this and they just sort of break off and they make their own little indie studios. And in a couple years, we see like 10 to 15 really cool little indie games.
You know, game
or they're all just gonna go flock over to Gearbox because 2K is like, we don't have enough cogs in our fucking Borderlands machine. Go over there.
You know, game I was thinking about today, like, literally, then finish one. You know that game again?
Did you finish it?
That beat the shit out of game.
Well, like, then why is it unfinished?
That's just the game. Oh. Not what I was thinking about. It. It's pretty cool. You see fucking Journey in that game. Journey's in that game.
Oh, Journey. I want to buy Journey so I can play through it again, but it just, I don't think I'll be the same. I'm so very scared to play Journey.
Yeah. It's such a good game.
Yeah. And well, aside from Ken Levine fucking off and doing his own thing, similar things sort of happened at Naughty Dog.
Oh my god. In the past couple weeks. This affects me and Twitch.
Yeah.
Wait.
I have a Naughty Dog bumper sticker.
He does.
From The Last of Us.
He likes the Ellen Page of us.
Fuck you. You said that it doesn't even look like that anymore.
I know.
I say a lot of things. I was going to spoil something so hardcore for Twitch. And I mean for Ricky. About The Last of Us, the Left Behind DLC. Mm-hmm. In regards to Ellen Page.
That kick to the table, that's for you later. Okay?
I didn't spoil it though.
Okay.
You want me to spoil it?
So I didn't kick you?
You want me to spoil it?
Spoil it, bitch.
Spoil it for you.
Spoil it. Fucking stab you.
Don't spoil it for him because
I want you to feel those feels.
No.
I want you to feel that fucking
I think that the cool feelsy moments from Left Behind are cooler than a lot of the feelsy moments from the proper.
Oh, you're just the fuck.
Wait, did you play the Left Behind?
I like streamed most of it.
He cheated.
Oh,
yeah.
You saw it.
Yeah, I don't have the game. Why would I buy DLC for a game I don't know?
Okay. Yeah, get your fucking panties in the bunch.
No.
When you.
I will bunch these panties as far up my asshole as I possibly can.
Okay, well, buy my chair. I sit there.
You're gonna feel that good
point. I saw that coming.
A band is one like this, like a gut punch that like it keeps you like, shit. I didn't see it coming. It was like fucking the Frank shit. The Milan Frank shit. I was like, I didn't even see this coming.
But yeah, going back to Naughty Dog.
I didn't even. Oh.
Amy Hennig, the mind behind the Uncharted series. Clearly the best thing to ever come from Naughty Dog, unless you're a crazy motherfucker.
Hey. Hey, you better fucking watch your shit.
And it's opinions like that that led to the fact that Amy Hennig is no longer a part of Naughty Dog.
What the fuck? I was talking about, like, the
she was literally using... pushed out of the company.
Okay, look.
What happened?
The news is not that she, like, has agreed to leave or sort of...
She,
like,
was pushed out, apparently, sources say, by Neil Druckmann and... Fuck, I forget the dude's name. If you're listening to this, I'm sorry, I forget your name. But the lead writer and director for Last of Us, like, those dudes...
Yeah, apparently she was pushed out. The Last of Us team phased out the Uncharted mind.
Why?
Because numbers.
I don't know, dude. Basically, with bottom line, is like she got bullied out.
Yeah, like I don't think any real big specifics beyond that ever came out. Just that, like, she left the company and probably not of her own will.
She's been with them for like 10 years.
Yeah, but I also heard that stuff like that happened at what's it called, Valve a lot. That Valve is a company that, because it's so high and mighty, that they have little cliques, and the cliques can sort of push people out whenever they don't want to. And that's why the lead designer behind Portal left and made her own studio.
Which studio?
It's not Airtight. Airtight Games.
Never heard of.
Yeah, they did some stuff before, but the big game that screamed Portal that they made was that one that was free on PlayStation Plus. Quantum Conundrum. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I'm just so bummed out because, like, sure, Naughty Dog still has, like, that really good Last of Us writing team. And yes, like, The Last of Us is a more innovative narrative experience, and...
But Uncharted's fun!
Yeah, exactly. Uncharted was the fucking Indiana Jones of video games. Yes. Like, it was fun and great, and it was all about having characters that have crazy shit happen to them, and they laugh at it and just embrace it.
Like in fucking in Uncharted 2, when the building falls, that you're inside, and you barely escape, and oh my god. We were almost in that, yeah. And he just laughs it off, and he was just looking at me like,
yeah,
crazy bitch.
Yep.
Or you're riding in a train, and this fucking helicopter shooting missiles at you, and then you get in a tank and shoot it down, all while on the train, and then you derail the train.
Or like how 5 seconds into Uncharted 3, you're in a bar fight.
Yeah. Or when you, like, capsize a boat, you survive a tsunami, you capsize a boat, you
fall out of a plane,
and then you fall out of a plane, and you, like, are... You had a hand in crashing. And then you survive a desert. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Like a whole 600-mile desert. And then you get out of a certain city.
Survive a whole 600-mile desert?
Yeah.
And then you survive after you fuck up a sunken city. Like a city that's like been hidden for years and years. And you sink it into the sand. Dude. Nate's got a problem.
Nah. Oh shit, the way I hear it, Nate has solutions.
But when I told you he was fucking fought a helicopter on the train, shot it down with a tank on the train, derailed the train, survived the train.
He killed a helicopter on a train with a tank.
And then derailed that train.
And then climbed up that train's derailed.
And survived that, and it killed the survivors of that train derail. Not to mention, he killed a shit ton of pirates.
I guess that transitions really smoothly into the fact that The Last of Us is officially getting a movie.
True that.
Written by Neil Druckmann.
Mm-hmm. He's writing the screenplay for it?
Yeah.
The dudes that have put out the Resident Evil movies, I forget the name, Edge something.
Oh, that's not super promising.
those guys, they're the ones that are gonna release that movie. But
have they?
What's his name? Sam Raimi's got a hand in it.
Too. Oh yeah, Sam Raimi's got.
Sam Raimi, there you go.
He's in some form involved, probably as involved as like fucking
Steven Spielberg in the Transformers movies.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg was a part of the Transformers movie?
He's been a part, like, of every fucking one of them.
Yeah. Vaguely.
Maybe, I mean...
Like,
Neil Druckmann's writing it, the screenplay, so it should be pretty good.
Well, at least writing-wise, until they look at the writing material and be like,
you know who I was thinking would be a bad Joel? Fuck, what's that? The dude that plays a young...
Christopher Walken?
No. In the third person... No, the dude that plays fucking... what's his name?
I think the left side of my head just died.
In the third Men in Black movie. The one that plays young... the young age... What's his name?
Will Smith? No.
Will Smith as Joe would be awesome. No, what's the other dude's name? I forget.
I don't know.
The one country guy?
Yeah. Not fucking... I forget.
I don't know.
But the dude that plays...
Josh Brolin.
That's him? Wolverine. The one that plays the younger version of the...
I think Wolverine should be Joel.
No.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, Hugh Jackman as
Joel. Hugh Jackman. No, not Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman is Joel.
No.
Please?
No. Please? Fuck you. He's gonna have infinite amount of shivs then. That would fucking...
No, he's only gonna have like five.
He's gonna have six.
He lost six. He'll never break.
No, he's just gonna have five.
Are you looking it up who that is? Tommy Lee Jones. You know Tommy Lee Jones in that third movie of Men in Black?
I'm telling you, Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Josh Brolin plays the younger version.
Yeah.
He could play a badass fucking Joel.
Maybe.
And then Ellie could literally be probably Ellie. I would fucking have to assume.
I think she's too old.
I really doubt Ellie would want to have anything to do with
that. Actually, Jonathan would be fucking Ellie.
I'm pretty sure she's too old.
I think.
But she looks young as fuck.
Thor should play Ellie.
Yeah. I think Robert Downey Jr.
should play. I think Robert Downey Jr. should play the role of Henry.
I think Robert Downey Jr. should play the role of clicker number three.
What's his name? Mr. Joel and Mr. Bioshock. What's his name?
Troy Baker.
Troy Baker said that he wouldn't want to be Joel or anything like that in the movie, but he would like to be like a clicker or something in the background.
Well, if he was like the first clicker that you see, like
he was, he's things. The clicker that bites Ellie.
You shut the fuck up right now! Oh my god. Nah, but I think it's a chick that a chick clicker that bites Ellie.
It's a chick clicker.
Yeah,
a chickler.
A chickler.
But yeah, like
so yeah, out,
and that
yeah.
could be
that's gonna be
could, that could be a thing.
It could be it could be promising. It's promising.
I don't know. Video game movies.
Hey, Ubo's not directing it.
I know, but still, there is a Mario movie.
Yeah, but and fucking
I'm pretty sure
John Leguizamo was drunk on set all the time.
I'm pretty sure if you dig deep enough, you could probably find. Oh no, it's Tomb Raider movies. Resident Evil.
Oh, those are gay. Movies spawned out as their own thing that they're actually. All right to watch because they're not even anything to do
with I don't know that yeah that last scene where everyone's on top of the White House, it's pretty dumb.
I didn't even see that and I can already tell you it's dumb.
Yeah,
but so what's is there like is the, that was that the last
no the last thing is I want to I want to hours. get to a news topic that like was near and dear to my heart, but while listening to this news on a podcast on my way to school earlier this week.
Say the name of the podcast so we can give them a shout out.
Okay. Well then, like shout out to the Giant Bombcast.
Giant Bombcast. Listen to it every what? When is it?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. Woo! Oh, that's that. I should learn where we get fed from because that's our shit.
Yeah.
Well, so Giant Bombcast every Tuesday, guys. Listen to that shit.
Yeah, because recently, Nintendo's been going through, like, their just public financials postings, and of course, like, they're doing terrible. They burnt through, I think, 17 years of their war chest, I guess. Like, so, like, Nintendo is one of these companies that has made so much profit that without any further profit, they can sustain themselves for, like, 50 years or something. Since the launch and dev cycle of the Wii U, they've lost 17 years of that money.
Oh my god. What the fuck?
Yeah, and so, like, they went public with, like, all of their financial, like, gains and losses and stuff. The 3DS is, like, way up there. But the Wii U is doing so poorly that, like, it has barely surpassed the 360's sales in Japan.
Oh! Oh, that makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah. Oh, no, it gets worse. So, recently, a big investor at Nintendo posted an open letter to the president's, no, to the company's president, Iwata. And so a lot of it was like financial recommendations, including maybe Nintendo should start to invest in other markets, like double down on handhelds, experiment with mobile gaming, license out their IPs to other entertainment
markets. Oh my god, fucking...
Like, not in, like, hey, let, like, other game studios do stuff with
it. No, but, like, hey, you can have, like, Microsoft characters and Sony characters in their next Smash Bros. Like,
yeah. Or, no, not like that. More like, animation company, do you want to start working on the Legend of Zelda anime or, like, stuff like that? Just stuff to make the company money. And, of course, business is as business does. One of his suggestions was, hey, what if for 99 cents you can make Mario jump a little bit higher?
I would probably buy that for the new Mario. Oh my god,
that's so fucking...
But that's fucking...
At this point...
What's that?
I was at a stoplight, and...
And you just kept stopped.
You just kept stopped.
I unsmiled so hard that I felt like throwing up.
Oh.
That to my very core, every part of that idea sounded wrong. Bad touch wrong.
No, Uncle Marvin, don't do that wrong.
And I knew I was in the right. Because immediately after Jeff on the Giant Bomb got through that headline and explained, like, the source of the quote, he started shouting, "No, you motherfucker! That is not how ideas work!"
How high would Mario jump with these 9 pieces? How high would he jump?
Imagine some guy gets $100, like, gift.
Just high enough to catch the star.
That's not even that high, you can already catch a star.
Only with a well-timed jump. You can just easy jump to it.
Just fucking play Mario 64 just for...
That's it. Or imagine, this could spawn off to like Temple Run Mario, where you pay 50 cents for a superstar that lets you just get through to the end of the level.
Oh, if Nintendo starts pulling stupid Candy Crush shit. Or like, hey, you can buy 5 lives that you can wait 2.5 hours
for
$3.
Please don't tear my machete in half.
You're just so right on the anger.
I've never been so glad for childproof things.
I heard this, and I have never wanted to destroy a man's existence so hard.
What, just now, or what the fuck?
No, just from, like, the first time I had heard of this, because that's not an idea. You don't say, hey, I have a lot of money invested in you, Nintendo, so you pump out a fucking iPhone game with microtransactions. You put Mario on that shit.
That's really dying.
I just died and then came back. Just to make sure it wouldn't happen.
And now this podcast literally can't go anywhere because I'm too upset to move forward.
Well, fuck it. We went off for good runs.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty good episode, chunky thing. It's fucking 3:30 in the morning.
It is 3:30 in the morning.
Hey,
I have to be up in a few hours, but...
Since we referenced
is there
the giant bombcast, do you think they'll listen to us?
No. They're way too big.
Is there anything...
Frankcast, maybe.
Can we get the Frankcast approval seal, at least? If we do...
Yeah, of course.
Oh, my God. I would be like... if I go work for IGN or some like big name company or something,
Like Sam Walker, like, what are your greatest achievements? Hold that thought. It's been a podcast. Anyone else want to top it off with anything?
Go watch the Lego movie.
Yeah. Mike, go watch the Lego movie.
Wait.
No.
Oh, okay. I'll go watch the Lego movie, guys. Goodbye. Okay.